DHS Chief Mayorkas, Americans killed by illegals should not be politicized. By John Binder on February 7, 2024. American deaths at the hands of illegal aliens should not be politicized. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who is facing impeachment, told the Washington Post this week. In a long profile by the Post, Mayorkas is featured as a victim of attacks by Republican lawmakers. This week, House Republicans fell just shy of the majority needed to approve articles of impeachment against Mayorkas, though leadership has vowed to try again. One of the reasons House Republicans have sought to impeach Mayorkas, as the Post notes, is the federal government's inability to protect Americans from illegal immigration. Last year, for example, Mayorkas recalled having to face Angel Mama Lisa Tambunga. Watch, DHS Chief Mayorkas forced to face family of grandmother. Granddaughter allegedly killed by human trafficker. Tambunga's 71-year-old mother, Maria Tambunga, and her 7-year-old daughter, Amelia Tambunga, were killed in a Texas crash caused by a human smuggler from the United States-Mexico border that was trafficking 11 illegal aliens into the country. Maria Tambunga was bringing her granddaughter Amelia Tambunga home from a play date at the time of the fatal crash. During the congressional hearing last year, Mayorkas recalled making a vague apology to the Angel family. Alisa Tambunga, though, said the apology did not cut it and met with Mayorkas after the hearing, showing him a video of her daughter following the crash. "I shared a very, very, very private video of my daughter after the crash," Tambunga told the Post. "And I made him watch it and I said, 'Don't you dare look away. You need to see what's happening.' And he watched it. And from that moment, I saw, A, human come out, I saw emotion come out. It hit him." Mayorkas acknowledged to the Post that the Tambunga case is just extraordinarily tragic and followed up saying that losses like the Tambunga family have suffered should not be politicized. The remark comes as Mayorkas refused to face Angel families last month who told their stories before the House Homeland Security Committee and blamed his actions at the southern border for each of their daughters' deaths. All, DHS, had to do was make one phone call to El Salvador to know he was an MS-13 gang member on the list. Angel mom Tammy Noble said last month, who is now suing the Biden administration for her daughters, 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, rape and murder. Watch, Angel mom testifies, "I am her voice now." As Breitbart News has chronicled, Hamilton was strangled to death and raped in July 2022. Allegedly by an illegal alien MS-13 gang member who had recently been released into the U.S. Interior as an unaccompanied alien child, UAC, despite being an MS-13 gang member. Biden, as president, has refused to acknowledge the plight of Angel families. For instance, for 3 consecutive years, Biden has ignored the National Day of Remembrance for Americans killed by illegal aliens on November 1, which was first declared by former President Donald Trump to bring awareness to the American victims of illegal immigration that often go ignored by the corporate media. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.